Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments on the Alexis K. Tyler program.
Wait, I want to talk about magnetic dicks today. Electromagnetic dicks.
Wait a minute.
I mean, we just now got started. Electromagnetic penises.
Five dicks. Electric dicks. Electric eels doing the electric slide all in folks' mouth and ass.
Give tribute. Just tell a solid prayer for that man getting killed by the electric eel. Crocodile man. I mean, you know electric eels.
He put himself out there in that position. But I'm talking about it's a man that do the electric slide. Sliding all in folk ass. Sliding that dick all in folk mouth. Let the buzzing all down folks eating all in their mouth. See, we got a lot of women hooked on dicks just like they hooked on funny. So a lot of them don't go to school. They ain't hooked on saying they ABC. They hooked on saying D-I-C-K in my M-O-U-T-H and P-U-S-S-Y.
You sound like those children used to write them notes. I love you. Will you?
Check yes or no. Will you give me some P-U-S-S-Y? Yes or no?
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Monday podcast, starting off a brand new week of shows. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program, lots of audio to share with you, news stories, voicemails, all the typical bullshit you've grown to tolerate. Ting! Before we do that, I've got a Craigslist ad here. This is from the greater Chicago area. This is a man-for-woman ad with the headline, "You've had very dirty thoughts, ... Feeling very dirty and nasty. We'll be up for a looking to chat with an equally minded / curious slut." All right. "Do you think about being completely used by a man? What woman hasn't? There's nothing a woman likes more than to be completely used and abused by a man. Being tied up, having your face and tits slapped." Again, all things women love. "Hair pulled, nipples pinched and bitten, punished, gagged, spat on, choked, fisted, degraded, humiliated, fucked like an animal, swallowing cum. Called a whore, slut, cunt, bitch, as all your holes are violated severely." "Do you want to do the same to a man?" What? Make him your bitch, hurt him, fuck his ass hard with your strap on as you beat him. Do all the nasty things he did to you. Rape him. Make him beg for more as you turn him into a pile of mess. Force him to do pretty much anything you wanted. Are you an extremely verbal and dominant bitch from hell and also ultra-submissive little whore? Do you like to get an herbal buzz on and do this? I love rough and nasty sex. No fucking shit. Both ways. I crave the kind of uninhibited animalistic fucking where almost anything goes. The raunchier and dirtier the better. We call each other the filthiest things imaginable as we pull each other's hair, bite, slap, spank, and practically rape each other. I pin you down and use you any way I please while you curse me and beg for more. We use fingers and toys or anything else that comes to mind to violate each other. I get you on all fours and spank you really hard as I fuck you like a filthy whore. Pull your hair, pinch your nyeps, and slap you all over. You return the favor. You've had these thoughts but kept them suppressed. You've had the best, now try the rest." Yes, you've had these thoughts but have kept them suppressed. If you're a sick and twisted fucking whore, you found your match. Sane and disease and drug free, but have a dark side that I love exploring. That concerns me. Red flag, red flag. Dark side. If you ever mention a dark side in your personal ad, pretty much means any potential mate will probably not make it out alive. Alright, so there you go. There's a Craigslist ad for you. Moving on, we've got some breaking news, so let's check in with the Retard News channel. From the Retard News Network compound, here's what's happening in your world today with news anchor BB.
Osama Bin Laden is dead. Let's have a moment of happiness. Yay! Osama Bin Laden is dead. Da 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 da. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. At least that's what CNN said. Okay, talk to you later. I gotta go watch Barack Obama.
All right. The Retard News Network was using CNN as its source. Sure. Yeah. Thank you, BB. Someone commented on the video, Osama bin Laden was hiding in a can that BB crushed. Probably. All right, moving on now. Tonetta is back with some new music. The song is entitled The Brain. We pick up about 30 seconds into the tune.
I can lactate just like you.
Yeah, this is a song. It's about the differences between men and women and how he can do anything that women can or something. Guys can't lactate, right?
I can lactate just like you. I got a shape, better it's true. And as for sex, I'm the best when I'm in bed. Okay. I give good head, give good head. Ooh, I give good head. Ooh, I said,
my new ringtone.
I give good head. If you choose to sleep with me, oh girls, you lose your virginity. Cause I'm a nymph who crosses and blows, has the 7-year itch. Yeah. It's in the brain, it's in the brain, it's in the brain. Oh, it's in the brain. It's my size, if it's well, I'm a guy, but what the hell? Girls do what they want, so I'll do the same, I'm just like a dame.
All right, there you go. You get the idea.
If you choose to sleep with me,
thank
girls,
you, Tonetta.
You lose your virginity.
He loves to sleep with the women, even though he's good at sucking cock, and he can lactate. Delicious Tonetta booby juice. I've got a great video here. Someone sent this to me a long time ago. I never got around to watching it. And when I was unpacking stuff, I found this CD or DVD with the title The World's Worst Sex Change Surgeon, and I was interested. It's apparently like a BBC documentary, and it really is about the world's worst sex change surgeon. I don't even think this guy is a real surgeon. I don't know if he has a medical license or not. But anyway, he operates out of Mexico. But a lot of people who can't afford a normal sex change operation will go to this guy because he's very cheap, and he works out of like motels and shit. Again, that's a huge red flag. But anyways, he started out doing cosmetic surgery like breasts and, liposuction and shit like that. But he grew bored with it. He wanted to change people's lives. And I guess making cocks into vaginas and vice versa interested him. But anyway, he's really bad, right? And authorities started to get all these reports of mangled pussies and shit, and so they tried to investigate. What they needed to find, though, was an actual witness who would be willing to testify, and that's where we pick up on this documentary.
Finally, they got the breakthrough they needed when they found transsexual Camille Locke. Camille had once been Bernard, who, certain he'd been born in the wrong body, had turned to Dr. Brown for help.
Your first mistake?
Camille had jumped through every hoop that the medical and the psychological community had demanded of her, and Dr. Brown never even looked at it. He said, take your clothes off. He looked her over and said, yes, you'll look like a girl, and that's the only thing he did.
I can make a smashing pussy out of that penis.
Unfortunately, the rest of the world did not agree with Dr. Brown's verdict.
In a weak moment, I referred to her as she looked like an iron worker in drag. She was not attractive. She was nice. She was smart. I enjoyed being with her. But I would cringe when I would see her.
It just was not a pretty sight, not whatsoever.
Camille was very manly. She was big, and she had like size 13 feet, and she had a deep, gruff voice. She did not look like a woman in any way, shape, or
form. I'm ready for my pussy surgery. Let's get rid of these cock and balls. Make me feminine!
But despite her looks, Camille was the perfect witness. Living in a rundown apartment in a poor suburb of Los Angeles, her life had been ruined by Dr. Brown, and now, everything about her spoke of neglect and despair.
Now, the camera is panning through this this tranny's apartment, and it looks like something from Out of Hoarders.
When we went to Camille's apartment, it was as if 10,000 cats had urinated on the carpet. and it had never been cleaned.
Trannies are always messy. You know, their lives are just fucked up.
It took my breath away. The smell was so strong. And I've been at a lot of nasty murder scenes and things like that. This was almost unbearable.
This tranny's life was worse than a goddamn murder scene.
It was indescribably
now, as
foul.
As this woman is speaking,
it was probably the foulest smelling place I'd ever been.
The camera is panning down on the floor.
And it was so bad.
Close up
that
on a huge black double-sided dildo.
Camille had spent $60,000 trying to put right the damage
for.
John Brown had done to her body.
Okay.
Well, she showed me her pussy. And I looked at it, and it was horrifying.
Okay, wait a second. This is Terry Riviera, who was it, a friend or a roommate?
So bad that
hold on.
I thought I was going
to
be sick.
Here.
Camille had spent $60,000
yeah.
trying to put right the damage
60,000 G's
John Brown had done
to fix her mangled cunt. All right, here's Ms. Riviera.
Well, she showed me her pussy, and I looked at it, and it was horrifying. I almost vomited when I seen it. It was like a monster, an alien monster. And that's the surgery he did on her. He just cut her open and tried to form. It didn't look like pussy at whatever the hell it was, rotting away. It just, oh my God. It was rotten. It was purple and bluish.
Ah!
I don't think she even had a hole in there. She leaked.
What?
From her infection. And it was like acid. So I made her wear diapers all the time with a plastic bag, garbage bag over. And she got used to wearing that.
Informing Camille's new vagina, Brown had carelessly punctured her rectum.
Shit.
Camille now had excrement pouring into her unhealed vagina.
Here you are, the part you've waited for all your life, and fecal matter's coming out of it.
Wah, wah, wah. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee brought to you by DV listener Ash. This is some emo band with their hit, You Bitch. This is a video, actually, on YouTube. I'll post it on my Twitter sheet so you guys can check it out.
So my city's fight, you couldn't steal my heart. You would never stop to hurt me tight.
Is he Asian?
Mess up my mind. Tried to change my soul.
He's definitely got emo hair.
And it was too mad. I couldn't take control.
You bitch!
Leave me alone.
You bitch!
Don't follow me.
You bitch!
I know who you are.
You bitch!
I like it.
You're so far. You always call me.
I smell a hit. I'm sorry, I meant to say, I smell a shit.
Leave me alone. My mind is on fire, my emotions are pain. You will always start all over again.
You bitch!
Leave me alone.
Leave me
bitch.
Alone.
Just follow me.
Leave me
you
alone.
Bitch. I know who you are.
You bitch!
You've gone too far.
All right, you get the idea. Thank you. I don't even know the name of this band. It doesn't matter. You'll never be hearing from them again. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Seriously, I could use the help. Sign up. I'm pathetic. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the website. Sign up right now. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done well over 1,300. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do video casts for you as well. Sometimes we do weekend shows. It's a great deal. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are still available. If you like the idea of never having to pay a reoccurring charge, you can pay a one-time lifetime membership fee, and you'll be good to go. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here for some. Oh, science and technology continues to march forward, and I'm excited about the current developments. It sounds like the stuff of horror movies. Placing a body in a steel tube, and then covering it with a mixture of water and acid until most of the remains are liquefied. Mmm, smoothie humans! I can suck down my loved ones through a straw! It's actually a scientific process called alkaline hydrolysis. stumbled on that word, that is on track toward becoming an alternative to cremation in California. Lawmakers are unanimously supporting a bill that would legalize the procedure with heavy oversight at mortuaries and funeral homes. Last year, Florida passed... Of course, Florida was the first. Last year, Florida passed a similar law, but no business has a license to perform the procedure yet. California Assemblyman Jeff Miller sponsored the bill when he learned that it was an eco-friendly alternative to cremation. That's their only concern right now. Fucking hippies over there in California. California is famous for going green, not only just as a way of life, but as a way of taking care of loved ones in end of life, said Miller's legislative director, Johannes Escudero, or something. The liquefaction process occurs with water and potassium hydroxide, which is then heated for at least 3 hours. Tissue and organs are dissolved into the liquid while the bone is left behind as an ashy mixture similar to cremation. The leftover water is treated and then flushed down a drain. Ooh. The process is pollution-free because it releases no greenhouse gases into the air. Most people should not get caught up in the logistics of the operation, said Escudero. The idea of dumping someone down the drain is a misnomer. It creates the idea that you are dumping grandma down the drain, and that's not the case at all. There's nothing more inhumane than burning a body, which is the case with really? Burning the body with acid? Not much better. Only 3 places in the nation conduct this procedure on humans as a way to dispose of cadavers used for scientific research: the University of Southern California, University of Florida, and the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. The procedure has at least one detractor. Quote, "We believe this process, which enables a portion of human remains to be flushed down a drain, to be undignified," said Patrick McGee, a spokesman for the Roman Catholic Diocese. Oh, fuck. Get with the times, man. Liquefying dead people is a problem, but, you know, you've got some kitty fucking priests and you just look the other way. Get your priorities straight, man. All right, second story we have for you today just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, that's certainly true. 2 hearing impaired men were stabbed in a Hollandale Beach bar Saturday night when another patron mistook their sign language for gang signs. 31-year-old Alfred Stewart, who was a deaf and a mute, and 3 others, including a bouncer, are recovering in the hospital from non-fatal wounds suffered at the Ocean's 11 Sports Lounge and Grill on Federal Avenue, where Stewart and his friends were celebrating a birthday.
Birthday! I'm celebrating a birthday! I'm 33!
Police say... That's my impression of a deaf person. Police say Barbara Lee became angry when she thought Stewart... It was a woman? Barbara Lee became angry when she thought Stewart's party, all of whom are deaf, were throwing gang signs at her. The 45-year-old confronted Stewart and his friends and made gang signs to them. Witnesses say they motioned for the aggressive woman to leave them alone. Instead, Lee left and then shortly returned to the bar with a juvenile and a 19-year-old, Marco Ibanez or something, who is accused of pulling out a knife and stabbing the men.
Yeah, that really hurt.
In the ensuing melee, the hearing-impaired men suffered stab wounds to the torso and back. I wonder what they sound like when they scream. While the intervening bouncer was struck on the head with a bottle. It was a real brawl. Lee and Ibanez, or whatever, were taken into custody and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. So there you go. And finally today, new disturbing porn. I'm interested. Anorexic women targeted by super skinny porn websites. As the use of pro-anorexia websites increases, I gotta find a new pro-anorexia blog that I can read. I miss doing that. Those fucking messed up bitches. Is it normal to shit blood? Alright. Some vulnerable women are finding themselves the targets of grooming by the porn industry. As you know, beauty has one name, being thin. Our models are underweight, skinny, thinny, bony, just like you. We want you. Regardless of the cost, we want you to join our agency. Let's face facts. On anorexic porn websites, men are masturbating watching your pictures. You are a superstar of starvation. And if you were selling and marketing your frame, you would be more wealthy than most of us because men would pay any price for watching those pictures. That was an email Sasha McDonald was sent last year from a porno agency specializing in anorexia websites. McDonald was 15 when she was first diagnosed with anorexia. Look, why not, you know, turn your sickness into a moneymaker. I was very lonely and felt worthless, she said. Now I'm making hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. I retreated into an online pro-anorexia community, or pro-Anna for short, and shared everything. I didn't realize the danger I was putting myself under. Despite receiving professional support, McDonald found herself becoming more entrenched in the online anorexic world. She wrote a blog of her battle with anorexia, recording the small amount she ate and publishing photographs of herself in her underwear as evidence of her emaciated body. I was dangerously underweight and so ill that I felt proud of the comments from other website users saying how beautiful and skinny my body was. I relied on the judgments of friends that I had made on the pro-anorexia website because I assumed they were people like me, scared, depressed, exhausted, and battling an illness that torments you continuously, she said. But McDonald was horrified when a fellow member of one pro-anorexia website emailed her requesting that she join a porno agency. My anorexic friend was actually a 46-year-old male with a fetish for skinny women. He had pretended to be a young girl and persuaded me to share sexually explicit pictures and try to convince me to join his modeling agency for the super skinny. McDonald, now 19 and training to become a doctor, had recovered sufficiently to avoid being drawn into the world of anorexia porn, or Anapron. But others with eating disorders have not been so fortunate. Anorexia porn is growing in popularity. See, we need to get on this, freaks. Now, I'm an idiot when it comes to the stock market and stuff like that, but I've heard of something called, like, you know, the futures market, like corn futures and stuff like that, where I guess you're betting on upcoming crops and their prices and shit. You know, if anyone is into this, let me know, and let me know if there is a porn futures website, because I will invest heavily in this pro-anorexia thing. All right, one anorexia pornography agency... anorexia porn futures, something you'll only hear on Distorted View Daily. All right, one anorexia pornography agency admits to paying owners of pro-anorexia websites for each person who joins it after being contacted by the sites. I pay the owner of this pro-ana community a donation for every model I find here, confesses a skinny scout. The porn agency's websites have two roles. They sign up new clients and advertise images, films, and escort-type services, such as body worshiping, fantasy role play, and private photo sessions for those hooked on skinnies. Some of this porn is free to access, while other professional agencies charge a monthly membership fee for regularly updated sexually explicit images and videos of emaciated women. Agencies also host anorexia porn on YouTube, and advertise on anorexia porn forums. These forums often offer advice on how to groom users of pro-anorexia websites into taking and sharing explicit photos of themselves. All right, freaks, you've got your homework. I want you to find these forums. Send me links and I'll read you some of the posts tomorrow on the show or something. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaks, speak to me, please.
Chagoo to me, boo. This is Zach from Florida. I hope you've been doing well. I am currently listening to your new sextastic tour of and I was just wondering what you think is going to happen with all these lovely Natalie Portman fantasies and what's going to happen to the fan fictions now that bitch is preggers. Not to mention, sir, I saw that you are a fan of Mongolian barbecue, possibly of the hoo-hot variety. And being a culinary aficionado myself, I was just wondering what you preferred more, Mongolian barbecue, hibachi grill, or just a regular bumfuck buffet. Just curious, sir. Adjigoo.
All right. Well, I've only eaten at a Mongolian barbecue.
Hello, give me the answer. This is Pen. Pen, let's go, your monkey over at our tonic. Timothy, your worst nightmare is coming true. You remember Miracle Whip's We Won't Tone It Down campaign?
Yes.
Well, apparently it was popular because it's being used for other items now. Just go to YouTube and look up Kotex Sassy Tampon Commercial. Yes. They're taking tampons out of the mainstream and making them extreme.
I hate Miracle Whip's new campaign, too, where it's like people talking about how much they hate Miracle Whip. But it's like that douche from Jersey Shore talking about how much he hates Miracle Whip, and then at the end it says, we're not for everybody. We're so cool, and our advertisements will even feature people who hate our product. I hate it.
Timothy Henson.
Reeks of desperation.
Bad sack of shit. This is Luke from Portland, and
Miracle Whip.
I've been a sideshow member for a long time, and I just went online to your website, and I tried to download all the zipped archives of the old shows. And having downloaded about six of them, I tried to unzip them in WinRAR. Freaked the fuck out and wouldn't unzip them. It said unexpected end to file archive, which I believe is Technobabble for you fucked something up.
Really, that's interesting because you're the first person to email me with that problem. I think it's a problem on your end. God damn it.
Holy fucking shit. The Roy Killer War looks like a normal guy. Sorry. By the way, this is Sideshow Freak, so from Florida.
Hi.
I was just watching that video, and he looks like a normal guy. And, you know, I did more of like the, the Silence of the Lamb, Buffalo Bill or Bob or whatever the fuck it was, you know, kind of mixed with two or three different characters in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's
what I thought he would look like.
Look, he's like a hooker.
Honestly, I think it's more entertaining to know that a normal guy is shoving pills full of methamphetamine up his ass.
Crystal meth loosens up the butthole. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if he's still hooking, but I know, he was blowing and fucking guys or being fucked by guys for cash. You can't look like a troll like that, right? You gotta have some looks.
Jimmy Boo, what it do? It's Do Behave. I'm Callie. I'll keep this one short.
Okay.
I think I know a reason why people dislike your new intros. You don't get to preface the stories before you read them. You know, tell a little tidbit about them.
I guess.
A little mouth waterer. Also, the drums coming in, like, oh, it was just the best. And then Scott Fletcher just distorted to you. Like, it was great.
Yeah. So, well, you know, some people like the new intro, some people don't. I stopped doing the intro because it doesn't really matter, you know? Like, when I tease the news stories at the beginning, it doesn't really say that much about the story. And you're going to listen regardless, right? Why not be surprised?
Hello, Tim. I'm just calling to give you some ideas for spreading the distortion.
Okay.
I've discovered that if you write distortedview or distortedview.com or anything, people either just don't go to it or they just ignore it. And or if they do check it out, they just see it and they're like, oh, this is a bunch of disgusting shit, and they never listen to your show. I've taken to, around my college, burning blank CDs with a couple episodes. And just an audio format. And then writing, if you have to point people to the fucking exact directions because they're all retarded, writing on it, subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Search for Distorted View in iTunes Store.
Not a bad idea. People have done this in the past. I remember someone over there in England, in the UK, would leave CDs in phone booths and stuff.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. I just wanted to talk about Thin Mints for a second. I hate that, too, mint and chocolate together.
Yeah.
But the only time I ever really liked Thin Mints was my stepdad would put them in the freezer. They were actually kind of good frozen.
Yeah, I've heard that
before. The other thing is that I have been behind on shows since, like, November, maybe even October, because I like to have a lot of shows to listen to at once. So I'm now in March and almost completely caught up. Oh, wait, no, because it's April now. Fuck. Anyway, I've been trying to get in contact with you to hang out in real life.
Oh.
But I keep feeling like such a creeper.
Yeah, you are.
So I sent you an email a couple days ago regarding the furry interview and stuff. And I also have a friend who was on Hoarding Buried Alive. And
yes, I do want to interview that person as well, and I'd love to hang out with you sometime, Chickadee, if I ever leave the house. I did leave the house this past weekend, though, and I saw Jeff. Oh, what the fuck is, I don't remember his name. Jeff, he's the Ghostbuster guy that I saw at the movie, and I saw him at the Ohio Roller Girls Derby game.
Tim, three things.
That's right.
First, civil distress is annoying as fuck. Can't believe you keep playing his voicemail. Two, shame on you for anime loving. Whatever. Fuck you. Each their own. And three, I never checked out the Jason Show stuff on YouTube until your show double plugged, triple plugged that show. I couldn't even believe that you were actually stepping out of your comfort zone to do that. But I did check it out after hearing it. Just a couple of weeks ago on your podcast, and it's fucking horrible. I mean, give the most credit to this guy in the world, but it is a shame. It's a shame. Shame you even plugged it.
I didn't. Look, he called into the show. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, he said, plug my show. I mean, I just played his voicemail and repeated the web address. Come on.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freaks. This is your Jewish Sideshow member from Florida. And I just got a simple question here. Why is it that when you're licking a girl's pussy, that they say you're eating pussy? You're not really eating anything. I mean, juices come out.
It's just, when you're blowing someone, you're not actually blowing.
Yes. But it's mostly just juices.
Okay. Oh, right. Yes, juices. How many times are you going to say juices?
Hello, Timmy-boo. I was just watching your latest video log, and you know that you're sexy. You're sexy, Mexican.
Yeah. Walter Mercado.
Fortune teller guy.
Yeah.
My mom is a super Mexican, and she watches that shit all the time watching her novellas. And
yes.
It has always made me very ashamed. Very, very ashamed. So,
he's huge in the Latin community. That's how I learned about him. And
hi, Timmy. Hi, freaks. This is Naughty Nipples calling. I haven't called in a while. I've been lurking and just enjoying the programs. Timmy, Baby Cake is one of the most inspired videos I've seen in years.
I remember that.
That was so fucking gross.
Oh, Baby
All of
Cake,
it,
yes.
The cutting of the baby
yes,
cake head, especially.
Baby
it reminded
made out
of
cake.
Me of one of my favorite new characters that I'd like to hear a lot more about. What is it? Stillborn Timmy. Stillborn Timmy is the comeback. Maybe we could have a Stillborn Timmy ringtone.
Maybe someone can make a Stillborn Timmy cake.
Timothy James Simpson. I can remember Dan from Texas calling in. Hey, how's it going, my miyoko? Show's doing really good. I'm
Thank
glad
you.
To hear it.
Oh.
Pretty much the only thing that keeps me laughing for the day ever since I went
well,
to work
you are
for
welcome.
Prestigious Dell computer company and then
Yeah, sorry to hear about
into a room with a bunch of other people and told that I was fired. Good time. On top of that, I'm down
fuck
on the
fuck
computer down. About to give out. But I've got
fuck Dan Jenkins.
So I can listen to your show more and more and more.
Great. Well, look, always looking for super freaks. Creepy, creepy stalker super freaks. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Camille now had excrement pouring into her unhealed vagina.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this time.
And I think I speak for everybody here. Kneel down and get ready to receive the Holy Gay Nigger Seed. May it bring you supernatural power and eternal life.